214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store.
And happy last day of school.
520.
Happy graduation day for all those that celebrate. Has Wells graduated from whatever daycare?
No.
They didn't put a gown on him and a cap?
No. I think they're about to graduate to potty training.
Okay.
Which will be fun. But last day of school for daughter was yesterday.
Yep.
And I believe her brother graduates today.
All right,
or maybe
tomorrow. Hold that thought of last day of school. I heard the invasion talking about it earlier today. I would like to do our own version of that.
Sure.
Coming up, because it was the last day of school at my house, for one at least as well. So, all right. So Saad, we talked about golf and yesterday and how golfers are pro golfers are incredibly sensitive to noise and incredibly sensitive to insults and things like that because history tells us that it's supposed to be that way. That is the way things are, basically, and that's the way things are in tennis as well. It's a very hush-hush sport when they are actually hitting a golf ball or when they're hitting a tennis ball, and that's just the way things are. And we thought that it would be funny if it was the exact opposite, or if it was the exact opposite like in football where you got a guy in the ear of one of the quarterbacks yelling certain things. Like Dave yelling about how he wishes his balls were bigger into Dak Prescott's ears when it's 3rd and 12 and the Super Bowl's on the line. Or maybe a wild card game's on the line.
Yeah.
But what is it that, Saad, this guy wants to talk about what drives him crazy about certain golf tenets?
Yeah, so I think you guys were talking about noise in general, and I think he just wanted to get a little more specific about exactly what kind of noise makes golfers frustrated.
Okay.
Hey, so golfer P1 Conrad here, speaking from experience and replying to the jabroni. Golf is very unique in the fact that you will literally be competing 2 feet from a fan. I get that happens in hockey. You have a little bit of glass separation, whatever. Honestly, noise is not a problem as long as it's constant. If there's a constant chatter, that's fine. As long as it's constantly silent, that's fine. It's when things fluctuate real quick when you're over the shot that really throw you off. But anyways, I think it would be fun to do a little bit more rowdy golf tournaments. Maybe let's get rid of some of the lines such as mashed potatoes. That's gotten a little old. Anyways, just a little thought from my side of it.
It is the only sport where, like, you know, you can get a half a foot away from a guy as he's... I guess basketball is that way, too.
Yeah,
and I guess... You're really, really close.
I guess if you startle them and they snap hook it, that's possible.
Yeah. No, it's very possible. Very possible. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, like I said yesterday, it would kind of be cool if there was one tournament where just it was all gas, no brakes from the fans. You could yell and scream and do whatever you want. But that's just not the way it's going to be. Also, it's like through the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years with the advent of speakers, like portable speakers, the fact that on any golf course anywhere on the planet, especially in the United States, every cart has got a speaker hooked up to their phone and blasting their music.
Right, and, but I guess that falls under the constant level.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if I play golf and there's not music, I'm like, what are we even doing? It's not even fun to me.
Where's the widespread?
Yeah.
Play Goose.
You just... Yeah, maybe a little Cotton Eye Joe. But yeah, you just kind of want to get your vibe right. And it's... Look, golf is stereotypically a boring, you know, Judge Schmales type atmosphere for a reason. It's really loosened up, though, I think, in the last 15-20 years, and I think music is part of that. I think music, the only bad part about music is when there are multiple carts that pull up right next to each other on the tee box, and they're playing, obviously, two different things.
Yeah, you have the noise pollution.
Oh, my God. It's such noise pollution. And so typically you kind of only want one of those. But then you separate on the fairway, and it's okay if you have your own tunes or whatever. But, yeah, I love this. Like, right now we are – the Choctaw Club here at the Byron Nelson is mere feet away from number 13, the tee box. And there obviously are tents – and hospitality areas that are really, really close to where these guys actually are. And, yeah, the constant noise, just the low buzz of humans doesn't do anything at all. And I really do think, even if you could yell whatever you want at these guys, as good as they are, and if they were prepared for it, like if they knew in your downswing you could scream at them, I think they would be fine.
Yeah.
If they knew it.
Yeah, if they were prepared and they blocked it out.
Yeah, which I fully believe that they can. And the Ryder Cup is almost that way anyway. The Ryder Cup is really close to being way over the line, especially when you put it in Doucheville, like New York, you know, upstate New York or outside of New York City or in Philadelphia like we saw. I mean, like, it's kind of ridiculous. So we're not that far away from it. It's changing. Everything's changing. Everything's evolving for the better, I think. Hell, even like LIV was the one thing that still makes me crazy about the PGA Tour is how they don't let these guys wear shorts. Do you know how dumb that is?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you trying to prove? Like, who are the people on the PGA Tour that are like, we can't.
Yeah, we can't possibly see their legs.
Like, do you know what level that would put us at if they wore shorts? Like every other sport in the world, every single sport outside of like NASCAR, and the only reason they don't do it is because they have to wear fire retardant suits.
Hey, you can't say that.
I know. Fire.
Special needs suits.
So, yeah, that's the next step, is just trying to figure out a way to get these guys in shorts and not have it be a big deal.